My name is Becky Schnexer, and you're listening to the Expedition Schnexer Podcast. Thank you for joining this special season of the Expedition Schnexer podcast, all about Antarctica, preparation for the expedition itself, and what happens afterwards. Okay, it's day two of the expedition. It's October 31st, which is Halloween back home. I'm gonna see what that's all about here in Buenos Aires in Argentina. So I arrived this morning around 10 a.m., which was great. Had that long overnight flight from Atlanta, Georgia, all the way to Argentina. And I actually had someone amazing sitting right next to me. I just had one row mate this time, and it was a woman from Bolivia, and she was coming down to meet some of her friends here in Argentina and have a good time, head on down to Ushuaia, where I am also headed tomorrow to meet the rest of the expedition team. But all that information is definitely for another day. That'll definitely come up in the podcast in the next episode when I meet the expedition team for this expedition. But this woman was absolutely amazing. So we kept going back and forth between speaking English and Spanish to each other, which is always super fun. I really, really like to do that. So it was neat to have someone next to me that was not a loud chewer, if you remember from the last episode, and was not looking at explicit photos on their tablet screen for the world to see. So that was awesome. As soon as I got to the airport this morning, I grabbed a taxi, I exchanged some money, and made the 45-minute commute from the airport to the hotel. And oh my gosh, this hotel is so awesome. Super, super cool. Awesome location. It's only a couple blocks from water, which is super cool. So I spent most of the day just literally walking everywhere I could possibly go. Just if I hit a red light, I would turn a different direction and cross the street and keep going. So this is a really fun area of Buenos Aires. And I've seen they have two ships on the water here, like four blocks from my hotel, that are museum ships. Just like the museum ship that I have the pleasure of working with at Nauticus back home. Not the same type of ship, of course. I have a retired U.S. Navy ship connected to my museum back home. These two are retired Navy ships, but they are much, much older. They're wooden tall sail ships, which is super cool. They were not open today, but when I come back from the expedition at the end of November, they should be open on those days that I'm here in town, and I look forward to exploring those before heading back home to the United States in a few weeks. So, but my gosh, this place is super amazing. There's all kinds of different stores and restaurants and souvenir shops and pharmacies and all kinds of things. There's a main street down here called Florida. And that seems to be the main place. Everything is happening down there. There's live music, there are live entertainers, there's people exchanging money on the street, there's souvenirs, there's restaurants, there's outdoor entertainment, which was just, it was so cool. I think I walked up and down that street in its entirety at least 10 times. Just every time I walked around, I saw something new, which was so fun. So I checked that out. I also spent a whole lot of time down by the water because water is just amazing. And they had this really, really cool bridge that was called Puente del Mujer. And I'll definitely post photos and some more information about that. But it was really, really neat. It's a modern design and it has suspension cables on it. So it was really cool to see it from different angles. It was near those museum ships that I want to take a look at when I return from this expedition. And it just goes across this, I'm not sure if it's a river or if it's a lock system for smaller boats to come to harbor and then go out to open waters. I'll have to investigate that a little bit more since I seem to not know what it actually is, even though I spent a lot of time down there. But they had along the waterway, there were a whole bunch of locks on the side of the fencing that protects you from falling into the water. Key locks, some were painted, some were rusted, showing you how long they've been out there. It was a bit of an overcast day, so it was a little bit chilly, but you can't go wrong when you're on expedition and exploring some place that you've never been before. So it was a long day. I stopped at this really cool kiosk to have an empanada, and it was absolutely fabulous. And after I enjoyed the empanada, I did have a coffee as well, because why not? I had dinner at a restaurant that was super cool. It looked really, really fancy, but they were waving me in to come have my meal there, so who am I to say no? So I went down and enjoyed a nice quiet meal, spoke a little bit of Spanish with some locals, which was super fun. And then I wanted to see what Halloween in Argentina would look like. But it was raining on and off and a little bit chilly. So there were lots of posters around talking about events and Halloween and costumes and all this fun excitement, but it did not look like a lot of that was going down. But I also, it was only like 9 p.m. So who knows, maybe it was going to happen later in the night and I just go to bed too early, which I wouldn't put it past me. I do like to go to bed early, but I wake up early too. So it all evens out. So today was an awesome, awesome day. Tomorrow I will fly to Ushuaia and I will meet the rest of my expedition team for the first time. We'll have tomorrow and the following day, November 1st, November 2nd, to get to know each other, to train for the expedition and set kind of the foundation for what we're going to be doing on the ship. And then November 3rd, we're out to sea on our vessel, which is called the Ushuaia, which obviously named after the city that we will be in. So super, super exciting. I can't wait for tomorrow's flight to get myself to Ushuaia and start meeting the incredible women that are going to be on this expedition. And then, of course, I'll have a day to explore Ushuaia and see what that city is all about here in Argentina. So you guys, thanks for being along here. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And again, send me questions. Whatever you're curious about, tell me what you want to know, and I will answer all of your amazing questions in the next few episodes. You just gotta let me know what you wanna know. So until next time, my friends, hasta luego, and catch you on the flip side.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Expedition Schnexer. I hope you tune in next time.